We're here with Kevin Byrne. We're going to give you a little treat here on the eve of free agency. We're in your office here, Kevin. It's a busy place at the Under Armour Performance Center. Tell me kind of what's going on here in the upper level of the Under Armour Performance Center.
Well, it's kind of quiet, to be honest. You know, and there's always this thing about, are you going to get a player or you're not going to get a player? And the great line I ever heard was actually Ozzie Newsome years ago. I'd go, Ozzie, are you close? Are we close to an agreement with Eugene Monroe, for example? And he'll go, I'll let you know right after the agent says yes. You just don't know because you're constantly going back and forth. And at some point, the agent says, hey, well, that's good. We'll make a deal on that. Or we're close. Let's just do this. You do this and we'll get it done. But you don't know until the agent says yes. And then so it sometimes is a slow process. It sometimes it's surprising. The agent goes, yes, let's do that right now.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a walk here. We'll step out of your office here.
When we go around the corner here, you'll see that Ozzie's office is directly across from Coach Harbaugh's office. So if you look at the doors here, here's Ozzie. And there's Jess just coming out. Jess, you can come out. And then here's Coach Harbaugh. So they're right across from each other. So their communication obviously is very good mm-hmm. in talking about it. And what Ozzie has done through this process, not only has his scouts, Vincent Newsome, the head of pro personnel, and Chad Alexander, but he also has John Harbaugh and John's assistants looking at players. So you have that going on. So that communication is constant. And it's while we're on the eve of free agency, all of that work has been done for a long time. We have grades on every single player in the league, let alone those who are going to become free agents officially tomorrow.
So with John and Ozzie right next to each other, they sometimes just walk right across the hall and say,
it's easy. Hey. It's easy. You know, they might go, they'll talk, and Ozzie might get a call from an agent saying, hey, he would be interested in playing for you guys. You know, and then Ozzie might run right across the hall and say, hey, I was just on the phone with Vontae Leach, mm-hmm. His agent is interested in bringing him here. How do you think that would fit with your offense? What do you want? So, you know, a couple years ago, it was very late in the process. It was August that you get a Pro Bowl fullback. So that kind of conversation can happen just like that.
So the other conversations that are going on here is that we're in the scouting wing here, and this is where a lot of the activity is going on. And Pat McGrady, who's the salary cap guru, who's the chief negotiator here, I'm sure is a very, very busy person right around here.
Pat, I would think, is like the duck going very fast, gliding across the water. In fact, if you stick the camera in here, we won't disturb him. That's Pat right there. He's on the phone now. His feet are paddling quickly underneath the water. He may look calm there, but there's a lot of intensity right now with what he does, what he says. And you have to worry about in free agency hurt feelings even. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really why players have agents, because if you're going to say, well, he's not worth that because he can't do that, then it's easier to say that to the agent. But if the player represents himself, as Ed Reed did for a while, that was a touchy, delicate situation. So the agents have a role in here. But the agents also, they're playing poker too. We're playing poker. He's saying, I can get more. And at some point, I'm sure Pat Moriarty's saying to an agent, okay, go get it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then if the agent calls back in 24 hours and says, okay, I'd still be interested in talking, then obviously he was kind of conning or playing a little poker game and say, well, let's see what the next card holds.
When Pat's going through these negotiations, how is this? Is it, you know, hard-nosed? Is it very calm? Is there a lot of...
Well, I think Pat's terrific at it and knows many of the agents anyway and has negotiated with them through the years. We're going to go over this way. The draft room's right there, which is the next focus. So
yeah.
It's really going on now. But so he knows those. There's probably less shouting that goes on. I think there's so much education these days, you know, that a player will and an agent will know that, okay, he's in the top 10 of his position, or he's in the top 25, and he's somewhere between 15 and 25, and the numbers for that player would be this number. And trying to figure out that number, one, is very important for the agent to be able to do that. The agent will do that by calling a lot of people around the league, where's my player rank? But then our guy, Pat Moriarty, and our pro scouts, Vincent and Chad, they have to know that. Ozzie has to know that, so that you don't get into that hard feelings and say, well, we only think he's the eighth best, you know, running back in the league, or the best, you know, eighth best right guard in the league, you know. And the guy said, well, no, I've talked to 15 general managers and personnel people, and they say he's the third best. Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't even talk. So you got to get back down to the same level ground.
The other big topic here, Kevin, is something that's going on right now, is not dealing with free agency, but it's what's going on off the field. There's been some issues off the field. Ja Reid was arrested recently, and is the third arrest recently. Is this a concerning thing that's been going on recently this offseason?
It is concerning. It is not typical of us. If you look at our history, you know, we don't have very much of this. Now, there's still process that has to be played out. Each player is allowed to have his due process. You are innocent until proven guilty. You know, so in each of those three cases right now, with Ray Rice, Deontay Thompson, and Ja Reid, prosecutors haven't made the decision on whether they'll charge or not. So there's a chance they may not charge. There is a chance that they'll charge more than we think. So we just have to play it out. I know that Ray Rice wants to say things right now. He can't, because his attorney is saying you can't do that. I think Ja Reid wants to say something right now to say this is what happened on Sunday morning, but he can't because his attorney says just let's see what the prosecutor does. But it is concerning. You know, we are paying attention. We are keeping in communication. But you know these players.
Yeah.
You know Ja Reid. You know Ray Rice. These aren't bad guys. You know, so we'll have to wait to see what happens.
All right. And finally, Kevin, we'll finish up here by looking at the draft. The draft room, which is right behind us, is actually in use as you look at here. I'm sure that you think the door's locked?
No, it's not. But I'm not going in there because I'd like to work tomorrow.
Right.
So, but this is the draft room. This is on the board right now. They have all the players graded. There's still more to be done. There's still individual workouts going on. Ozzy and Eric will bring and Joe Ortiz will bring in the scouts another couple times before the draft in the second weekend in May. But free agency is secret. This room is highly, highly secret, and I'm almost nervous standing here with a light and a camera.
So let's move on.
Let's get out. We'll finish with that, Kevin. Thank you very much. It's going to be an exciting 24 hours here at the Castle, and we appreciate your perspective.
Well, you know, one more point I'd like to make. You know, it's while it's free agency, we may have something happen right away tomorrow morning, and we may not have anything happen for weeks. But just look at Ozzie Newsome's history of assembling this team. He's a very patient guy, and sometimes patient works. And remember, you could, you know, I'm thinking of acquisitions we've had: Willie Anderson, the starting left tackle, Ricky Williams, Vontae Leach, I mentioned before. You can get good players on the eve of your season. There are a lot of good players out there, and it doesn't necessarily have to happen the first 24 or 48 hours of free agency.
Mm-hmm. And it could.
It could, which is
exactly why.
If it could, we're ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Kevin.
You're
appreciate
welcome,
it.
Jerry.
It should be a fun time.
All right. See ya.